Big Jim's house.
Big Jim, there's Ryan, there's Angie, 248-398-9279. I know it's early, but if you got time between coffee and trying to pay attention on the roads, whatever you're doing right now, what is the worst wedding song of all time? Because Ryan has agreed to an amazing idea involving $100.
I agreed to it?
You did yesterday, right?
I said I'd think about it.
Okay, damn it. All right, here's what's going on. So, you were so gracious, by the way, to agree to let the listeners, you guys get to pick a wedding song. We have the list. We're down to the final five. Voting ends today. You will dance to it in its entirety at your wedding reception by yourself.
Yep.
Right now, it's a dead heat between I'm Too Sexy and Strokin'. We told you any song was up for grabs. Song was up for grabs.
No, I'm fine with this top five list, and the top two are. It's kind of shaping up how I like it, how I wanted it. So, I like that.
Is he manipulating the voting, Angie? You keep an eye on him today.
She knows.
You stay off that page today. I know you, you little control freak.
No, I didn't touch anything.
You cut her off every time she talks about the damn thing. All right. You stay off that page.
Okay.
10 a.m. is the voting ends. Okay. But I threw a little variable in here, and that's why we need you guys' help. 248-398-9279. I'll give you $100. You take whatever the winning song is today, and we throw in three other really bad songs. And whatever one you pull out, that's the one you're dancing to.
I'm still not 100% in on this. And last time I mentioned it to Heidi, or Heidi was listening. My fiance, she was listening yesterday.
And she thought it was a great idea.
She said, no way in hell. She said, up it. So
not entirely true.
What do you mean?
Are we negotiating a price here?
Well, that's what she said. She said he needs to up it. Big Jim needs to up it.
Make me a counteroffer.
I'll see what she says.
She's a businesswoman. Let's make some decisions.
She's
going
to do something ridiculous. She's going to say 10 grand or something. She's like, I'm already allowing you to do this, the solo song. She goes, this just throws a whole nother thing into it.
Okay. How much? 10 grand? Yeah, I got 10 grand. So it's either get you dance or my kid goes through college.
Yeah.
I'm kind of leaning dance right now.
I'm going to show you into the show, Jim.
I'm leaning dance. I'm leaning dance. Adam, you're on your own, buddy. All right, 248-398-9279. This is why we're asking the question. What is the worst wedding song? We know which is going to be the one you'll be dancing to. We have that idea. Jerry, go ahead, man.
Yeah, my name's Pete from West Bloomfield, and for the worst song for a wedding, she hates me from Puddle of Mud.
There you go. That's what I was thinking.
You're the man. Thanks for holding, brother.
Yeah, bye.
CSX, who's this?
John and Taylor.
John, worst song to play at a wedding?
The Baby Shark song, I think, would be the worst one you could possibly listen to. Or you can try to dance to.
Okay. Oh, Ryan just made you kind of sat back. I think you hit a nerve there. Thank you, brother.
Yep.
Later. Gail, what you got?
I got Whip It by Devo.
Whip It. You get a little pot holder on your head?
Well, no, problem. No, I don't know. You can use a lot of props with that one.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We could. Maybe we could tie in one of those Adam and Eve stores or something.
Oh, definitely.
Get Ryan all freaky in front of his in-laws at the wedding.
Yeah.
When the in-laws do show up, you must whip it. Thanks, Gail.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Clarkston. Alex, what you got for us?
The worst song to dance to at a wedding would be Alice's Restaurant.
Oh, God. I need a nap after it.
It's perfect to dance by yourself.
All right. There you go. It's 248-398-9279. I'll take Alice's Restaurant off the table for you.
Yeah, that's a long one. It's half the wedding. We only got 4 hours.
Big Jim's house.
Big Jim, Ryan Logan. There's Angie at 248-398-9279. I don't know why I'm giving out the number, because this is a tough one. All right, coming up in 20 minutes. There's a great new show on TLC called Smothered. S-Mothered. About overbearing moms, or moms that are a little too far with the affection or the way they take care of their kids.
Yeah.
Coming up in 20 minutes, it's going to freak you out, or you're going to say, oh, there's no middle ground. You're either going to love this or you're going to hate this. It is the most unique way I've ever heard of a mom waking up their kid.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you love it or do you hate it? Not hate,
I don't hate it.
You.
I'm just very weirded out by it.
Okay, we'll get to that 7:20. You're gonna if you haven't had breakfast, you got 20 minutes to eat. Okay. But we were talking in the studio. I don't think people want to admit they were smothered growing up, that they were spoiled by their mom. The mama's boy, you know, but right. It's another term for it. If anyone's willing to admit how far their mom went, 248-398-9279. Your mom did laundry for you until when?
Until I bought my house.
You never did laundry.
I would throw stuff in once in a while, but then it would be in the washer, and then she'd come in and do it. I never got the whole hot versus cold, how much. Like, detergent, I would just pour detergent in there.
I'm still going back to you would just throw it in the washing machine and leave it there.
Yeah, just let it sit in there until, because I figured she'd have stuff she wanted to throw in there, whatever.
When you go get an oil change and park your car in the lot outside and just wait? So she would do your laundry for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Not judging.
She wouldn't go into my room and get it. I had to bring it down. Her clothes weren't getting washed.
Oh, well, there, that's fine.
That's okay, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're living the adult life.
Yeah. I at least took it to the laundry area.
Take your laundry to mom to wash it for you. Seriously, though, man. Liz, I don't know if Liz liked doing that. A friend of mine would make a lunch for her son every morning. Okay. And you're like, so what?
Right.
Until he was 28. So what? Maybe he lived at home. Uh-uh. He would drive by the house every morning, pick up his brown bag lunch, and then go to work.
That's too much.
You think that's too far?
I mean, that's a little odd to go out of your way to get it like that.
Well, based on how you do laundry, that the kid would actually put the brown bag on the front door, and then mom would put the lunch inside it, and then it would happen.
Hey, nothing. My mom's sandwiches do taste different than like what I make.
Oh, God, stop it. Okay. I'm telling you, it's just one of those things. If you or someone you know is smothered by their mom, we'd love to hear from you. Don't think we will.
Big Jim's House.
There's a show on TLC called Smothered coming up in 10 minutes. The way this mom wakes up her kid every morning will either freak you out or make you go, aw, it's so sweet. There's no middle ground on this.
No.
So we'll have that for you in a little bit here.
What are you doing?
Quiet. Hold on.
Quit it. What?
Don't. Quit it. Quit looking at the number. Just stand by.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. Your mom just texted.
No, I don't want to be on the radio.
Come on.
Ma, you can't put it out there unless you want to get recorded.
You texted me about your little man cub.
Oh, God, no. She said that?
Hey, we think it's sweet. We're not. I think it's really cool that you've done this for him.
But I just want to put it out there, though, Jim. The only reason I did his laundry in the last few years is because I needed to do mine, and he just had the washer clogged, so I had to throw it in the dryer and get it out of my way.
All right, that makes sense. No, that makes more sense. All right, well, are you on your way to work?
I am.
Did you pack him a lunch today? Ryan's kind of hungry. Can you bring some cheese by?
No, but I do pack Rick a lunch every day.
Aw, yeah, but you guys are married. That's okay. That's sweet, though. All right, well, I'm going to go. Man Cub and I have to go.
Oh, my God.
Man Cub.
Hey, it was me and my mom for a while, just us two. So give me a break.
Right. Want to be the Man Cub?
You
whoa, whoa. Okay.
You
love you, Mom.
Tell him,
Rye. Rye too. Love you, Mom.
Bye.
All right, there goes Liz. That's Ryan. That is your mom. And if you just joined the show, we were talking about Smothered, and you said that your mom did your laundry until you moved out and bought a house.
Right.
Which was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So how old were you?
27, I think.
Okay. She's a sweetheart. I'm telling you, no one's willing to admit. 248-398-9279. I
believe that.
Do you have a mom like that? Which is awesome. Do you have a mom who spoils you or spoiled you growing up? Or maybe a friend of yours or your siblings? I think that's where it comes in. I think for some people, some moms played favorites and didn't even realize it and would never admit it.
Oh, I for sure right? think I was the favorite.
Well, yeah, because you're 100%. Her little man cub. Of course you are.
Dude. Come on.
We're all day.
Ryan and man cub. I can't believe she said that.
Angie, when you answer the phone and people go, can I talk to man cub? You know that's Ryan now. Just write that down. Okay. Man cub. It is so sweet. Oh, GNR, by the way, if you would like a really cool collectible item, it is a Guns N' Roses home plate from Comerica Park. This thing is amazing, and we'll give you a year's worth of hot dogs. You can't go to the game, so at least our buddy David at the butchery will hook you up with some amazing hot dogs. Text us the keyword is...
Plate.
Big Jim's house.
I think I know the answer to this question after we play the clip. We're going to throw out the number, 248-398-9279. Is what we're about to play weird or wonderful? That's the filter I want you to listen to this through. All right? Is it weird or is it wonderful? We have the video posted, by the way. The keyword is...
Lick.
And that should tell you a little bit about the clip. There's a show on TLC called Smothered. S-Mothered. Here you go.
My relationship with her is unique. Hey, puppy. In the mornings, like, walk in her room and I just lick her all up.
I'm Elena. I'm 21 years old. My mom is definitely my best friend. I love it when my mama licks me, and it kind of makes me feel closer to her because we're doing something funny and out of the ordinary.
She wanted a puppy when she was young, and Alana never didn't get the puppy. So now her mom just kind of had a little fun, little playful thing. Comes in and licks her face every morning. And not once, twice. Like a puppy dog. That's why we're asking, is that weird or is it wonderful? 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. The look on Angie's face when we first played the clip. Angie's like, what the, you know. Weird or wonderful?
Weird. Weird.
Again, if you want to see the video, and you probably should understand how puppy-like this is.
Yeah, and you see the background with the daughter and the fam.
There's a lot going on here. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I don't think we're doing entirely justice to it. But there's a lot going on. But still, come on.
I mean, yeah, they also play tag around the house every single day and tickle each other when they catch each other. That's another one.
Well, you and I do that in the hallway. We tickle each other. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Is that weird or is that wonderful?
In this day and age, man, just spreading corona every morning, too.
Oh, but don't bring that into the conversation. Why would you bring that into the conversation? God, you're one of those people. You know, hey, I'm watching the football game. You can watch it now until they have corona. She's not giving her corona. They're living in a house together. Well, hear it again?
Yeah.
You hear the licking sound, too.
My relationship with her is unique. Hey, puppy. In the mornings, like, walk in her room and I just lick her all up.
I'm Elena. I'm 21 years old. My mama is definitely my best friend. I love it when my mama licks me, and it kind of makes me feel closer to her because we're doing something funny and out of the ordinary.
Oh, God. All right, is that weird or wonderful? 248-398-9279. I don't know. If you ever have kids, don't ever do that, Ryan. Please. Don't ever wake up your kids by licking their face. Unless you're a Labrador Retriever, then you possibly do that.
Yeah. Don't lick your kids.
Remember,
today's lesson.
If there's one thing you take away from the show this morning, don't lick your kids to wake them up. Please. Again.
Big Jim's house.
We're talking about moms this morning. This mom is a TV show on TLC called Smothered. She wakes up her daughter in a very unique way. Similar to the way that my mom used to let our St. Bernard in the house and Gus would lick my face in the morning.
Yeah.
But instead of using the St. Bernard, it's just mom. That's what you'll see in the video. Is it weird or is it wonderful? 248-398-9279. A couple text messages coming in on this.
Yeah, one from the 248. Disturbing and disgusting.
Okay.
And then we had Michael text in. It is pretty creepy, but if you take a few of those comments out of context, then it gets much worse.
Michael, stop it. It's Friday. No. Hold on. Dale, what you got, bud?
My relationship with her is unique. Hey, puppy.
This is the clip. That's her licking the face.
In the mornings, like, walk in her room and I just lick her all up.
I'm Elena. I'm 21 years old. My mama is definitely my best friend. Okay. I love it when my mama licks me, and it kind of makes me feel closer to her because we're doing something funny and out of the ordinary.
Are you more comfortable with this now or no?
No.
You're still making the face.
I'm hearing stuff that I didn't hear before. You're right, though, Michael.
Okay.
Yeah, don't take sound bites from that clip.
Why not? Hold on, there's Dale. I hit the wrong button. Let me bring him up here. Dale, go ahead, buddy. What you got?
I think it's weird.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Part of what sounds like it's a bunny rabbit.
It really does. All right, we got to go back and listen to it again. Thank you, Dale.
Hey, puppy. In the mornings, I walk in the room and I just look all up.
It does sound like a bunny rabbit. Quit making that noise in the studio.
That's how I'm going to just call you from now on.
Oh, God, stop
it. Make that a ringtone.
Well.
Big Jim's house.
Now, if you don't remember, about a month ago, we talked with Andy, who is a building manager in Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
An apartment complex.
Right, yep.
And he's volunteered for this game show competition, reality TV show, that is called
The Great Grass Race.
So they go on riding lawnmowers from L.A. to New York, which is hard enough. But then they get no extra money, no extra food, no extra gas. They've got a come-along trailer, like those little trailers you put in the back. And they paired them up with people when they got there. So it's him and his buddy, John.
Yeah,
John does most of the posting.
Yeah, his partner. Yeah, he's the social media dude.
Now, if you want to follow along, because they've made it over 1,000 miles in a month, text us, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
grass.
You and I keep shaking our heads. There's no way in hell.
No, and what's weird is I think he's loving this, where I would be miserable. I'd want to come home.
No, Andy thought he was going to make it up in a month. Remember when we first talked to him? We've got this whole conversation up. Again, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
grass.
So we're asking him what's the weirdest thing they've run into so far.
The wildest thing I've seen so far has been us. We were... the one team, red team, broke their drive belt, so they had no way to... They weren't going anywhere. And I've been like the helper guy. So when one team was moving really, really, really slowly, I pushed them. And another, like I said, the red team broke their belt. I hooked up some tow straps and I towed them. And this mother and son team showed up. They're just fans, showed up out of the blue. Said, hey, how you doing this, that? Oh, I work up here. You need a tow up there? And we hooked all three mowers. It was us in the front, the team with the broken mower in the middle, and the girls team in the back. We all hooked those three together and then hooked up to the back of a pickup truck. And that dude started towing us down the road. We were a four-vehicle train going down the road. And that was absolutely nuts. And a surprise, surprise, state police showed up. But that guy was so cool. He's like, what the hell is going on? And he started laughing his ass off. And apparently not much happened in that little town we were going through. So he was like, do it, man. This is cool.
All right. It's getting weird. How's your sleep, Andy? Are you okay?
Well, the worst was, I don't even remember what day it is now. I don't even know what day it is today. But the night when I was kind of trying to stand watch, we were in a kind of a sketchy truck stop overnight. And we kind of decided to each take watch like an hour and a half or so we wouldn't lose our stuff. And I got an hour and a half that night because at 6 o'clock, the general manager of the truck stop showed up and said, you can't stay here. So we had to move our stuff. And that night, I got another 3 hours. So running on, was that 4.5 hours for like 3 days? It was not good.
No.
Jeez.
Do you have the sound of a riding lawnmower permanently embedded into your brain?
Dude, yes and no. I realized after the first week that we had headphones, or not headphones, but earmuffs, you know, the big earmuffs to go over your ears, we had been given a big yellow and black tote, and somewhere around the bottom there were these earmuffs. It's like, oh, so I put those on finally. Those helped a lot. And then I actually got the guy gave me a couple pairs of earplugs, so I don't have to throw those big earmuffs on my head all the time.
Nice.
But thank God it's not burning my brain yet.
Andy's such a cool guy. He's such a cool guy. Now, here's one thing that you can do. Again, when you text us, the keyword is...
grass.
It'll take you also to the social media links that he's got. People can't help. They'll help him, but you can't, like, drive out there and give him stuff.
Right.
So they won't tell you exactly where they're at. But you can lend him moral support because they see all these posts. And they actually get prizes for likes and stuff.
Right? Yeah, remember? Right. He was telling us that, that's why his buddy took over the social media, because he was better at it.
Yeah, John's kicking butt on that one. But if you get time today, we know you're busy, it's Friday, but if you get a couple seconds, keyword grass, go to Andy's thing, give it a like on Instagram. It's grass something Andy. You'll see the link on there as well. But yeah, they got 3 months to make it. It's over 3,000 miles, and they're 1,200 miles in a month.
They might get it. I don't know math, but seems like they got a shot.
Three divided.
One.
Big Jim's house.
Sounds good. CSX, Big Jim's house, 814. Big Jim, there's Ryan and Angie. You guys, too. Thanks so much for joining us. We've been getting a lot of really cool at-home music during this quarantine COVID period. Sammy Hagar in the Circle doing songs all the time. Trying to think, Kevin Cronin, we had him on. He performed Golden Country for us.
Right.
And there's so many. I'm thinking about them. I know I'm forgetting them. There's other ones that come to mind. Adam Lambert, they did the one Queen song. Remember, they did something with this. But this one, this is special. Nuno Bettencourt and friends. It's an Access TV special. They filmed this at home. Brian May, Steve Vai, Zach Wilde, Yngwie Malmsteen, I always mess that name up, and Tosin Abasi, I believe that's how, I apologize if I butchered that name. They all jam. And you're like, well, cool, they all jam. That's great. What's the keyword?
Queen.
Why would it be Queen? Because they do a guitar jam version of Bohemian Rhapsody. Check this out. Just a little bit of it. Again, 248-398-9279. The keyword is
Queen.
We have a requirement, though. Find the biggest set of speakers you've got and crank it up to 11. That's insane.
It's like an orchestra's doing that.
It doesn't
just sound like it's a group of guitars. It's amazing.
You could release that as a single, as a 45, on a cassette demo. Anyway, 248-398-9279, keyword Queen.
Big Jim's house.
You still got time to vote on the song that Ryan is going to dance to. We will announce a winner at the end of the show. That is Wednesday, November 21st. The keyword for that one would be
dance.
And real quick, I know you guys are busy. If you got a second, we had a blast with our classic rock road trip. $50,000 raised for Gleaners Food Bank. Woo! Thank you, Bob Seger, and also thanks to our friends at Chevrolet for making that possible. We went to the bar that Bob talks about 12 hours out of Mackinac City. We found it in Rochester, Minnesota, drove there in a Chevy truck, and made it back. 9 hours and 47 minutes each way. So we were talking about this. We've been talking about this in the office. What's the next one? Glenn Frey's birthday is Friday, November 6th.
Okay.
We play Glenn Frey Party Town every Friday, and we call it Friday here in the studio. So what if that week leading up to it, we made a road trip? If I can get someone to, what I need, we got to get a Ford for this one. The idea is from here to Winslow, Arizona. Standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, side my lord, side girl, my lord, a flatbed Ford slowing down, take a look at me.
There you go.
So we have to get an F-150 and go, it's 27 hours one way.
That's a long drive.
But if we left at 6 a.m. like on a Monday morning and tried to make it to Winslow, Arizona by the end of the show on Tuesday.
The next day, right? Yeah.
It'd have to be a fundraiser. It would have to be the same idea. Our friends of the Ford Fund, we'd love to talk to you about this.
That
help
makes
out
the
local
most,
food banks.
That makes the most sense is the next one, though.
What do you guys think? Is this? Are we biting off more than we can chew? Well, I'm a fat guy. I always bite off more than I can chew. So that's not a problem. 248-398-9279. It's a lot. You'd have to have three people, right? You can't do it with two.
No, that's too much driving.
F-150 is plenty of room. Plenty of room. somebody sleep in the back, passenger. Same thing, we'll broadcast from there. I want to do this, but I'm just concerned that, again, this is maybe a little too much.
I like it, though. I think you could pull it off.
Way to volunteer me.
I'll hold it down here and do the show from here. You know that. I got you here, bud.
Good luck on SpaceX, Jim. Have fun. You and the monkey going up into space. Have a good time there. I don't know. 248-399-2279. You think?
I think so.
But we got to make a charity angle. I'm not just doing this to do it. We got to find, you know, I think Ford Fund would be the best way to go if we can talk to them. Do you have their number?
Yeah. Give them a call right now.
Yeah, it's on the phone. Give them a ring.
Yeah.
27 hours one way. 27 hours one way to Winslow, Arizona. I really want to do this.
Okay.
All right. What do you think?
Let's do it.
You volunteered me again.
Yeah, I know.
Quit doing that.
Well, no. That's what I'm here for.
To volunteer me for stuff?
To push you into the right direction.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of... Love this. Keyword is...
Snake.
This woman in Louisiana, she comes upon a snake. They're out in the swamp. Now, all I hear is from the water boy to mom... Where she's just, you ain't playing the foosball.
So this,
Bobby, you ain't playing no foosball. My mama says. This poor lady, though, comes across the snake while they're filming it. And listen closely because we're not sure what she says at the end of this. Hold on, let me get a bit out of here real quick.
I'm about to get this. I hope it don't got no snake.
Oh! It's stuck on something. Oh, God, there's a snake. It's a big snake. That was shook.
No one shook.
Oh, just choked out her words in fear. I feel it, though.
No one shook. No. Simmer down now. That's the one I hear is the old SNL bit. Simmer down now.
Simmer down.
Simmer down. What part of simmer down now? Don't you understand? Simmer down now. Simmer down now. She sounds like the Tasmanian devil just discovered a snake. Poor lady, we feel bad for her. Scared the hell out of her, obviously. And you'll see that camera jump in the video. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is
snake.
One more time.
I'm about to get this. I hope it don't got no snake.
Oh, it's stuck on something. Oh, God, there's a snake. It's a big snake. That was shook.
It gets better every time. All right, text us. 248-398-9279. The keyword is
snake.
Big Jim's House.
CSX Big Jim's House, wrapping it up. Thank you. Thank you for being with us in the morning. Thank you for the emails. BigJim@WCSX.com or BigJim'sHouse@WCSX.com. Either way, you can also follow along, BigJim'sHouse.com, our Facebook page, text messaging, same number you used to call. The way you guys interact with the voting has been fantastic. You nervous?
A little bit.
All right.
Is this it?
We have our final results. Let me get organized here so I know what I'm doing. Which would be totally different. Was it a drum roll or your heart? All right, Ryan has agreed to dance to one song in its entirety. Ladies and gentlemen, coming in a third place.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Would have been a good one.
Second runner up.
Yeah. To have fun with anyone. Second place. Your votes. That Ryan's going to dance to in its entirety on his own at the wedding.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking.
Yeah.
That's what I be doing. I be stroking.
Oh, yeah.
I stroke it to the east.
I stroke it to the west.
I stroke it to the woman that
I love the best.
I be stroking.
How graphic are you going to get with this dance at the reception?
Oh, real graphic.
In front of your in-laws?
Yeah.
And people that don't know you. Okay. We will film this, by the way. So November 21st is the date for the wedding.
I might have to wear foil on my feet. Make sure they don't get burns from the dance floor.
Oh, shut up. We're done. Okay. Wow. All right, you guys be good. Thanks again for everybody. Be safe. Tomorrow morning, best of show from 6 to 10.
Yep.
Donnie's coming in next. We got some fun stuff set up for next week. I may have pulled something off. I know we're not supposed to have that thing on Woodward, the thing where you drive up and down, which we don't say the name because we're not allowed to because we get a thing and they tell us don't do that. But we may have an opportunity. We'll explain on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.